From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Chloe here, August 18th. Health and longevity in 10. Let's begin with what changed my mind this week. Let's get into it. First, from Avery in real life. Wynn Las Vegas, staying, dining, and my tips for the best experience. I've been a fan of the Wynn for years and have had many great meals and drinks there over the years. It's a luxury property, the cream de la cream, and so when they invited me for a two-night stay that included a couple of fine dining dinners, I was very excited. We stayed in the Tower Suites in a Wynn Tower Suite King. The suite was beautifully appointed, and the bathroom was 10 out of 10. Our room had a view of a golf course and of the Sphere, which was very cool to watch it change designs. Next. Second, from David Litt. No, Virginia, there is no perfect chicken. Thought I've cooked roast chickens enough to know one uncomfortable, niggling, annoying truth. T ain't no such thing as a perfect roast chicken. There, I said it. Sue me. For years I chased the one. Not that the one. I've been shacking up with him for 33 years. I mean lowercase the one. The chicken. I'd read more cookbooks than our little town library, the Minor Memorial Library, could ever hope to own. I've experimented. I've tweaked the oven temperature. Start high and low. Start low and high. Start in a cold oven. Start with room temperature chicken. Up next. Third, from Lindsay Max. Complexity Edge. How to finally attract other regulated, neurocomplex minds. A lot of neurocomplex people, those with highly intricate minds, sensitive nervous systems, and rich inner landscapes, say they're lonely. Not casually lonely. Not the kind of loneliness you fix with a dinner invite or a weekend plan. Existentially lonely. Intellectually lonely. Nervous system lonely. These are people who are surrounded by relationships, who are competent, thoughtful, and deeply caring. And yet, something is missing. And then, fourth, from Off Grid with Marjorie Wildcraft 2020, 60816 Off Grid with Marjorie. Okay, the farm tour kicks off visiting with the guinea pigs. I shuffled everyone around to more evenly distribute the number of piggies in each cage. I am working on building new habitat for them. I got a new lawnmower. It helps to gather grass so much faster. And the piggies love grass. It can be their primary diet. The ducks continue to cheer me on as we go out into the pasture with the rabbits, and the iguana that shorted out the electric fence. Sigh. I deal with dead things pretty regularly. And you will too. I fix my computer keyboard. Next. Fifth, from Tell Me Three Good Things. 17 August 2020, 6-3 Good Things. When I was in my early 20s and my first job out of college, I was invited, through a fortuitous set of circumstances and connections, to join an interfaith Bible study group. At the time, the group was composed of five gentlemen in their 60s and beyond, two Jews, two Catholics, and one Baptist minister among them who had been meeting, in various iterations, since before I was born. Once a month, in a conference room in a downtown office building, these men sat together for an hour of study and an hour of lunch sandwiches, cookies, potato chips, and V8 juice, without exception. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.